In the readings today, there are a couple of things that we need to consider. First of all, as we hear from the book of Leviticus, the Lord begins by saying that you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Now that is a command that is given to the people of God, a command given to the Israelites of old. If it is true and what we see of our Lord, he takes what was already there in Israel and he brings it to the next level. In other words, Christian people are held to a higher accountability. So if it was true for the people of old to be able to say, we have to be holy because our God is holy, how much more is that the truth when we're talking about the children of God? We're not the people of God, we are the children of God, his own sons and daughters. And therefore, if the people of Israel were to be holy because God is holy, and they were called by God and brought into a covenant with God, that therefore they are to be holy. Well, our covenant is the person of Jesus Christ, and we are incorporated into him in baptism, and therefore we share the divine nature, share the divine life, and we have been transformed to become the children of God. And so this call to holiness then is of far greater importance for us, obviously of tantamount importance for the Jewish people, but even way more so for us. Once again, we are held to a higher accountability because of who we are in Jesus Christ. We hear things like, be holy for the Lord your God is holy, and we go, yeah, right, uh-huh, and we walk away. It's like, no, this is my Father. I'm to be like him. I'm made in his image and likeness. And now in baptism, I've been made his own son or daughter. And Jesus makes very clear that we are to be like our Heavenly Father in all the points of charity, in all the points of righteousness and justice. God allows the rain to fall on the good and the bad, the sun to shine on the good, on the evil and the just, and so on. He says, sinful people greet other sinful people. People are kind to people who are kind to them. He says, no, you have to love your enemies and pray for your persecutors. See, he keeps taking things to a higher level. He is asking of us to be truly saints, to be like our Heavenly Father. So when we hear things like, be holy, for the Lord your God is holy, we need to take that seriously, because that is exactly what God is asking of us. Remember, if we take that word holy, in Latin, that's sanctus, that's where we get the word saint from. So be a saint is what that says. Be holy, be a saint. That's what God is asking of each and every one of us. That said, now we look at the next point. That's what we see in the gospel. We see the people who are blessed by the Lord because of all of the good things that they did. But we see the people who are condemned because of what they failed to do. Notice that he didn't say, well, you committed this sin and you committed that sin, so you're going to hell. Certainly, if we are committing sins and we are unrepentant, that is exactly what's going to happen. But in this case, it wasn't about what they did, it was about what they didn't do. It's the sins of omission. When you read the Gospels, you will notice over and over again, our Lord is extraordinarily merciful with regard to the sins of commission. I did this stupid thing, whatever it was, and he's very merciful. but he has no tolerance when it comes to the sins of omission, the things that we should have done but didn't do, the things that we know that we should be doing, but we were too lazy or we were whatever. That's the part that we want to look at. Again, if we're going to say, I need to be a saint, that means I need to be obedient to what God is asking of me. So part of that is obedience to the duties of our state in life, which are very easy just to let slide. Those become sins of omission. I should have done this or that around the house. I should have done this or that, whatever. I knew that that was mine to do and I didn't do it. Other things, as we see in the gospel, could be, did we see somebody in need and not take care of them? Was there something that we should have been doing for somebody? Is there a neighbor? Is there someone in the family? Is whatever it may be. Each one of us can look in our lives and say, okay, what has God, or who even has God placed in front of me that I should have done something for? And I didn't. Whether it was my selfishness, whether it was my laziness, whether it was whatever. But those are the kinds of things we want to look at, because the goal is conforming our will to God's will. So if there's something that we know is God's will for us, that's what we want to be doing. It's not always easy. You read the lives of the saints and you see that God just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. And the saints have to continue to respond. That's what he's going to ask of us. At this point, he's probably not going to be asking most of us to do something at the level of the saints because we're not there yet. But he's going to ask us to move forward at the level that we're at, whatever that may be. So if it's a scale of 1 to 10 and a saint is up at a 9, yeah, he's going to ask the saint to push it to get to 10. If you or I are at the 2 or 3 level, then he's going to ask us to push it to 3 or 4. So he's not going to ask more than what we can handle, any more than what we would do with our children. If you've got somebody who is pretty good at math in high school, yeah, you're going to ask them to maybe do some calculus. You're not going to ask a first grader to do a calculus problem. You're going to ask them to add and subtract and multiply and divide. We're going to keep pushing that child to second grade and third grade and fourth grade. Finally, yeah, when they get up to high school, maybe when they're a senior, they can take a calculus class. That's what God does with us. He's not going to ask you to do something you can't do, something that's 10 levels up from where you're at. He's going to ask you to push to the next level from where you're at. So that's the thing to bring to prayer. Don't look at what somebody else is doing because they're at a different level than you. They're being asked to do something different. Their personality's different. Their circumstances are different. So we can't compare. Bring it to prayer and simply ask, what do you want of me? How am I to conform myself more perfectly to you where I'm at? And as we do that, he'll keep pushing it out. So if we're at a level 2 or 3, like I said, he'll ask us then to move to 3 or 4. He's not going to give you a level 9 or 10 at this point, asking you to do something that's way beyond your capacity to do. When you get up to that level, that's what he's going to ask you to do. So don't be afraid. When you get to that level, obviously you've got the strength and ability to handle it. So for now, just focus on what you're supposed to do now. Strive to be obedient to the duties of your state in life. Strive to know the will of God and to carry that out. Ultimately, to conform our will to his, because he has made it very clear, because he is holy, And we are made in his image and likeness, and especially for us who are his children, we are to be holy.